Wisconsin's Environmental Decade has been looking at sign-in logs at the PSC building in Madison, and the group has noticed several meetings over the last year or two between officials of the American Transmission Company and Public Service Commissioners Ave Bee and Bert Garvin. American Transmission supports the proposed power line between Duluth and Wausau that earlier received PSC approval but is now on hold due to financial concerns. So Environmental Decade's Claire Schmidt says the commissioners had better not have been talking about the power line project because private, one-sided meetings on a pending case would be illegal.
We're certainly not saying there were obviously bad things going on. We're saying this looks really bad. It looks like there's some serious question of fairness here.
Environmental Decade also wants to know whether American Transmission officials met with just one PSC commissioner at a time, or two, or one after another in what critics call a walking quorum. Decade has filed an open records request with the PSC. PSC spokesperson Anne Marie Newman says the agency is looking into how many commissioners met with the company, but contends the walking quorum ban does not apply to a three-person agency. Even so, Newman says the commissioners did not talk about the Arrowhead Weston power line.
The commissioner did meet with American Transmission Company, and the purpose was to discuss a federal rulemaking, the standard market design rules that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is putting together. That's a very important issue for Wisconsin on a federal level. So commissioners do not at any time discuss pending cases with outside parties, and they do not meet with outside parties together.
Newman says the PSC will comply with the open records request. Environmental Decade says if the request is answered with undue delay, the group will sue. The group charges that some of the transmission company executives that met with the PSC reportedly focus on the power line and not federal issues. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.